From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Delegates to the Paris Climate Change Conference adopt a groundbreaking deal to tackle global warming. As VOA's Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, the agreement aims to keep the planet from getting warmer, provides investment in poorer countries, and sets peak carbon emission levels.
I see the reaction is positive. I see no objections. The Paris Agreement is adopted.
The drop of a gavel by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius culminates several nights of haggling and years of paralysis on the question of climate change. Cheers erupted among the delegates of nearly 200 nations who, for the first time ever in a 31-page document, agreed on how to move forward to curb global warming. The final deal falls short of the 2-degree target on slowing global warming, and developing nations did not get the compensation they wanted from rich countries for environmental damage, but organizers call it historic and say it marks a new era of common global efforts on climate change. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Here in Washington, President Obama hailed the Paris Agreement, saying that it is something Americans can be proud of.
This agreement sends a powerful signal that the world is firmly committed to a low-carbon future, and that has the potential to unleash investment and innovation in clean energy at a scale we have never seen before.
Mr. Obama cited U.S. investment in wind, solar, and other clean energy that helped create jobs and new nationwide standards aimed at cutting emissions from coal-fired plants by more than one-third by the year 2030. The deal will mean less carbon pollution and more economic growth, according to the president. This is VOA News. Women in Saudi Arabia for the first time ever took part in elections Saturday, voting and running as candidates in municipal elections. Several female candidates declared the vote an historic moment in Saudi history, the only nation where a woman is forbidden to drive and where many of her life decisions can be overruled by her male guardian. The incremental change is part of the late King Abdullah's legacy. Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. Swiss officials have confirmed the arrest of two people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. The two were arrested in Geneva Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. Criminal proceedings have been opened against the two under a law prohibiting terrorist groups. Olivier Journeau is the prosecutor general for the Canton of Geneva. He says the two persons, because of their behavior and their nationality, were subjected to increased police checks and police control, and that those controls revealed the presence of traces of explosives in the vehicle they used. Authorities in the Geneva region had been searching for four suspected jihadists with alleged ties to the self-proclaimed Islamic State, but police have not said whether Friday's arrests were connected to that search. Police in Southern California have arrested a 23-year-old man suspected of setting fire to a mosque in the state where 14 people were killed by suspected Islamist extremists earlier this month. The suspect, identified as Carl Dial, was taken into custody late Friday and charged with five felonies, including arson, commission of a hate crime, and maliciously setting a fire. The blaze in the community of Coachella tore through the building's lobby just before a Friday prayer service. No injuries were reported. Burundi's army says at least 87 people were killed Friday in the capital Bujumbura in what it describes as coordinated attacks on three military installations by unknown gunmen. The fighting is seen as the worst since a failed coup attempt, that is, in May, which came just weeks after two-term President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to seek a controversial third term. And in the annual Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia Saturday, Navy's midshipmen defeated Army 21-17. Keenan Reynolds led the middies with three scores. It is Navy's 14th straight victory over the Black Knights. And Alabama running back Derrick Henry won the Heisman Trophy. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.